This is Joe Vicksburg. Vicksburg of the cause of freedom is every man.
Welcome to our podcast service for VE Day 75, 8th of May, celebrating and commemorating the tremendous events that reshaped Europe, reshaped society, but remembering the great sacrifices that took place at that time. Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God has been our refuge and our strength, a present help in time of trouble. So, dear friends, we have come together on this day to commemorate the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe, when the sounds of war fell silent on this continent. We come together conscious of our need for God's forgiveness for the sin and the desire to dominate others that leads to conflict between people and war between nations. And as we remember the many soldiers, sailors, airmen and civilians who gave their lives resisting evil and opposing tyranny, so we also come in thanksgiving for the years of peace that the nations of Europe have enjoyed since the Second World War. We gather joyfully today as those who gathered on that first victory day, glad of each other's company, whether it's physical or by means of the internet and the phone, and grateful for the laughter and love that follows times of sadness and loss. But above all things, let us pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as we join our voices together and say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Praise my soul, the King of heaven. In his hand he gently bears us and rescues us from all our foes. For we are ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like me should sing his praise. Two Bible readings in particular mark out this day. The first one is from the Old Testament, from the prophet Micah, chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised up above the hills. People shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their sword into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading comes from the New Testament, from the second book of Corinthians, which St. Paul wrote to that city in Greece. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second hymn is, I vow to thee, my country.
I vow to thee, my country, all earthly things above. Enter and whole and perfect the service of my love. The love that asks no question, the love that stands the test, that lays upon the altar the dearest and the best. The love that never falters, the love that pays the price, the love that makes undaunted the final sacrifice.
Let us pray. Lord, in this time of commemoration, we ask you to be with us wherever we are, in our homes, in our communities, and in our country. We pray for forgiveness, for the sorrow, for the atrocities of war committed, for the devastation, how we mar our trust in you, we dent the divine image. Help us, Lord, always to seek for peace, for diplomacy always to work before war. For today we give thanks for so many who laid down their lives between 1939 and 1945, so that we may enjoy our freedoms, our hopes and our dreams. We also pray for forgiveness from others, and that also former enemies may be forgiven, as we give thanks to those countries who have become our friends, and also feel sorrowful at this time. And when we seem to forget the lessons of war, remind us that we must be freed from any feelings of fear, revenge and xenophobia. And we pray that we are thankful for times of peace, that we find joy in the company of one another. A prayer for those who serve today. O Lord God of hosts, stretch forth, we pray, your mighty arm to strengthen and protect our servicemen and women. Support them in times of conflict and in their rest and training. Keep them safe from all evil. Endue them with courage and loyalty, and grant that in all things they may serve without reproach. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer of Saint Ignatius. Teach us, good Lord, to serve thee as thou deservest, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labour and not to ask for any reward, except that of knowing that we do thy will. A prayer for peace. Almighty God, from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, kindle in the hearts of all thy people the true love of peace, and guide with your pure and peaceful wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that in tranquility your kingdom may go forward till the earth is filled with the knowledge of thy love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. An act of commitment. Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our fellow men and women, that we may help encourage and comfort others and support those working for the relief of the needy and for the peace and the welfare of the nations. And I invite you, listeners, to repeat the lines after me. Lord God, our Father, we pledge ourselves to serve you and all humankind in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit. Give us wisdom, give us courage. Give us hope and keep us faithful, now and always. Amen. And a prayer for the Sovereign. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, bless our Sovereign Lady Queen Elizabeth and all who are in authority under her, that they may order all things in wisdom and equity, righteousness and peace, to the honour of your name and the good of your church and people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The National Anthem. We come to the blessing. God grant to the living grace, to the departed, rest to the church, the queen, the commonwealth, and all people, peace and concord, and to us and all his servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, come down upon you and remain with you always. Amen.